I'm Larry Forsythe, Mayor of Farmington. You don't know me. Louie, how you doing, Louie? I want to thank the Chambers for putting this on. This is a great opportunity for Harold to be seen and known. Harold, I want to thank you, Harold. By the way, the county this year surpassed the state in snow plowing. Thank you very much. My wife looked out the window. We live on W Highway. She said, by God, look what's behind the state truck. I said, what? She said, a county truck. I said, you got to be kidding me. Thank you, Harold, for that. And also, I want to thank the county citizens for voting in a fine sheriff. He's back there with a hat on. Jeff, thank you for running, and I want to appreciate you for being the sheriff. You're a very good man. Let's give him applause because he's wonderful. You know, a mayor's pretty easy because we're part-time mayors. I've been doing this 8 years and I'm done. But hey, hey, what do you say back there, huh, Dale? This is the way I commit my meetings. This is how my meetings go. I'm very sorry, right, Dale? So I'm very sorry, but the mayor is part-time, and you have to rely on some people. And the only person that you can rely on, and I've been through four administrators, is you have to rely on your administrator to do the day-to-day and figure out what's going to happen tomorrow. Because the mayor, you got a full-time job, you can't do it. So you got to rely on the mayor or the administrator to relay it to the council and the mayor to figure out what you're going to do next. And we are very, very, Farmington is very, very fortunate to have for the last 22 years a person that I've known. Well, I was one of the, Kevin Engler was on the board, and I was on the board that hired Mr. Beavers. And I want to put him out because he has really done a fine job for the city of Farmington. Thank you, Greg. Speaking of mayors, he's Chris Morrison is here. He's a councilman. He's also a candidate for mayor. Good luck, Chris. Good luck, Chris. Okay. Let's get into the highlights we're going to do in Farmington. Chick-fil-A, has anybody ate there? Okay. Wendy's? Okay. We love taxes. We are terminating the downtown tax increment, the TIF downtown, and we have done that since 2004. And our projected budget was $14.8 million, and we have done that. If you've noticed downtown, it was a very good project for us and very good project for the county, also on the annex. It really helped us out there, and when we get that done, the county will be receiving a check of, a couple thousand. And we hope that Mr. Buckley and his crew redo the sidewalks around the courthouse, because the courthouse is a staple of Farmington. It's a staple of St. Francis County. So let's get the new sidewalks in. Carrie, do something. All right. We are closing the, we're getting ready to close the Maple Valley Shopping Center tax TIF. That agreement was with Menards. It's paid. So we're going to close that. We are currently working with R.L. Jones. They own the Menard Area Shopping Center, and we are going to amend their Community Improvement District. That's a SID, not a TIF, a SID. We got NIDs and Joes and all kind of, and we are currently we are in discussion with a development group for a new retail shopping center. We are in this discussion for a existing manufacturer to finance for expansion of a building that will add 20 to 25 new manufacturing jobs. This is all confidential, so. So please, do not let it leave this room. I know the sheriff. Okay, working with the existing industrial park tenants to locate a new company on the project, property that is expected to add 30 to 50, 35 to 50. I'm not as good as Bismarck's moving. We're just doing, we're doing 35, 50. He's doing 100, 300. Way to go, Seth. We got an updated comprehensive development plan. The planners are selected consultants, and we expect to complete the plan process by the calendar year. Good luck, new mayor. Planning and engineering for Maple Valley traffic improvements. If you go to Aldi's or Steak and Shake or anywhere in there, in the next year, it's going to be a problem. But we're going to fix that since the Chick-fil-A came. We're going to have to put a four-way stop at the corner of Maple Valley and Market, I think it is. So that will be a congested area for a while. But it's a much-needed idea and a much-needed thing to do. So, and we're going to close a couple lanes. Let's go over our projects right quick, and then I'll get the hell out of your way. Columbia and Harrison Water Main Project Replacement, that's downtown. That's a $900,000 project that is in the works now. We're going to do the all. If you've never been to Farmington, do I really have to say the streets? Because you don't know where, you know, anyway. Aldergate, Virginia, and Yale Street. This is out by the airport. $600,000 on that. Trimfoot and Farmington Meadows. CIPP sewer replacement, that is over by, well, you know where Trimfoot's at, so that's a $500,000 improvement we're going to do. This is the big thing. This is the one that's going to, this is part of the $8 million that we borrowed, and we have never borrowed money for a long, long time, but we stuck our neck out and borrowed $8 million for these projects. Sports complex renovation and restrooms. Restrooms. They have to be built out of concrete block. I don't know why, but they're $1.6 million on that. Hey, Louie.
I'm still awake.
Okay. It's never been calmer on the radio since he's gone, you know. Okay. Civic Center and Water Park renovations, $3.4 million at the Civic Center. There's a lot of things going on there, and a lot, most of it's the aquatics area in that area, but we're going to move some the weight room around and things like that. If you look at me, I do not go to the Civic Center. So, Public Works and Department buildings, we're going to redo that. The $2.5 million. We got long haul memorial, long haul windows. $600,000 just to replace the windows. Things ain't getting any cheaper. And we got a southeast substation. We are fortunate, I guess, to own our own electric department, so we have to build substations, and this little substation is $1.5 million. So I want to throw a handout to the Farmington employees who have done a very, very fine job as far as the snow removal goes and as far as keeping the lights on in Farmington.